Hi, I'm Allison.
And I'm Larissa. We're two working moms
and real-life friends
on the journey to improving our family's health.
We're digging through the facts and fads around living a cleaner, greener lifestyle
with plenty of cocktails.
Whether you've taken the plunge like Larissa
or just a little crunchy curious like Allison, this podcast's for you.
Welcome to the Crunchy Cocktail Hour.
Hey guys, this is Larissa and I'm here with Allison.
Hey everyone.
Today, we're going to be talking all about skincare. We've gotten so many questions from you guys about what products that we use. So we thought we'd take some time and walk you through it, walk you through kind of our routines using those products. And I don't know why we think it's important.
And in this process, we discovered just how many products we use.
Like so many.
Should we be embarrassed? Maybe.
Well, it brings up an interesting point because I think you and I differ a little bit in this space, right? Because I think I'm much more of a skincare girl and you're much more of a makeup girl. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I'm looking at the products are in front of us on the table so we can reference them if we need. But I kind of felt like I had way more than you, but maybe I don't.
It's looking pretty even. I think where I match you is in masks because I have different masks for different things.
Probably.
And so I think that's where I caught up to you a little bit in quantity.
Yeah. We definitely do not have the same amount of makeup and we'll do a separate episode on that.
No.
But I've got like four things and Allison has 44 things.
Yeah. I was filling it out that like listing what we use for each thing. And there was so many categories that you just did not have a product for. And I was like, oh, I didn't realize this was a weird thing.
I don't know. I'm a skincare girl.
I like it. Well, that's what I mean. Skincare is important.
Yeah. Do you think in general makeup is more important to you than skincare?
That's a good point. So I am probably more consistent. This is bad, but I'm probably more, it's interesting because I think I'm probably more consistent with makeup than I am with my skincare routine. And I should be more consistent with my skincare routine.
Yeah.
But all right. Well, before we launch into that, I want to share the drink we are drinking.
Oh, yeah.
We can't talk about any of this without a drink.
No,
of course.
Can't.
So today, my makeup's falling over here. we're messes this morning. So to kick us off with our beverage this morning, we have kind of my spin on a Barbatage. And I know Barbatage, I'm giving you things that you don't like the names
also,
of.
Also, did you guys hear this morning?
Oh, yes. It is the morning. I apologize.
Doesn't matter.
You know, with the Crunchy Cocktail Hour, we still have to have a cocktail hour.
Always.
But this is a pretty good morning beverage because it falls in the champagne cocktail category. So it's delicious. I will post, of course, the recipe on silverlinedandwine.com so you can try a new spin on your morning bevy.
Love it.
Cheers.
Cheers to skincare. So maybe we take a couple minutes to talk about why skincare is important. So I'll just tell you, like, my biggest thing is, like, I very much believe that, like, makeup is temporary and your skin is forever.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
And so I just think that it's this lifelong process to take care of your skin and work on it in a way where you feel good about what it looks like 30 years from now. And it's hard to know if what you're doing to it now is going to contribute to what you want it to be later. But I think it's just kind of, you work on it always.
Yes. And it's very often that makeup isn't particularly good for your skin. You can definitely have better products, but you're still putting something on your skin that's not necessarily a lotion or a mask or something. It's something that goes on top of your skin and it sits there all day.
Yeah.
So I totally agree that skincare is more important than makeup. I like makeup and I'm just more consistent with it.
Yeah. And I think that I'm more consistent with my skincare routine, and I'm not consistent is I'm terrible at taking makeup off at night.
So you don't wash your face before you go to bed?
Sometimes. So like if I am dead tired, like nothing is happening. If I take the time to wash my face, which I do most of the time, but like if I'm just falling into bed and I'm so tired, I'm not doing anything. If I do take the time to wash my face, then I'm doing like 49 things, like 49 steps.
See, maybe I'm more consistent with my skincare routine than you
maybe.
Are. So I do not go to sleep with makeup on. I'll go to sleep
it's
with
terrible for
it's
you.
It's so bad. And the worst is, so mascara is fine. But it's, if there's anything sitting on my skin, I'll take it off. The least you could do is take a little bit of micellar water, which I think you now use, or those wipes, which I know you're terrible with, you hate, but, or you could just get a microfiber cloth.
Yep. I have those from Norwex. So perfect. Like I do use that in a pinch.
And that's it. Say, just take off the makeup. That's all you need to do.
Yeah. I will say I'm much better with it. I used to be terrible at taking my makeup off. So like 9 times out of 10, it's happening. But every once in a while.
Few too many barbatage.
Yeah. You know, that's what happens on a Tuesday. Just pour myself into bed.
Exactly.
No time to take my makeup off.
But so even just getting those little whispers, using micellar water, taking off your makeup, and then going to bed. You don't have to even wash your face. Just get that makeup off.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. I'm on it. All right. It's going to happen 10 out of 10 times now.
Perfect.
Just because you said that.
Put it next to your bed. Just put a couple of whispers, some micellar water, you're good to go.
That's true.
Is that what you call them? Like those cotton rounds? What? I call them Swispers. Is that correct?
What does that mean?
It might be like a brand name.
Swispers?
Swispers. I'm pretty sure it's a brand
Swiffer
name.
Swiffer for your face?
I think it's a brand name. Swispers.
I don't know. Little Mine Swispers. Say like organic cotton rounds on them.
And this is why you're you. This is why we do this.
So let's talk about aging.
God.
Which is inevitable. Like we're exposed to the sun, we're exposed to pollutants in our environment. We are exposed to free radicals. Have you ever, you know that term, right?
Free radicals. I know it, but I can't say that I 100% know what it means.
So I was trying to think of it. It's actually kind of like a complex process with your body's metabolism and all this kind of stuff. And I was trying to find a way to explain it. So free radicals are formed as a part of like your natural body's metabolism, similar to like a car producing exhaust. That sounds really terrible, but like similar to that, the car works. And so it puffs out smoke. And so to make energy, your body combines with oxygen to help like metabolize your food.
Okay.
And in that process, like sometimes stuff doesn't happen just as it should. And so you produce these free radicals in your body, and free radicals basically like damage your living cells and damage living tissue.
Okay.
And you can't avoid that. But what you can avoid is like there are things that you put into your body that can create more free radicals, like smoking, for example. So combined with, you know, the free radicals that are formed inside your body, combined with the free radicals that are in your environment, you're needing to use products in order to kind of fight against it. That process that I was talking about, sorry, I know I'm like down a rabbit hole a little bit. That whole process is called oxidative stress, like when those free radicals. Okay. And so it makes sense that you need to fight them with antioxidants.
Makes sense. Okay.
So I know that was a little bit of a rabbit hole, but I hope that kind of explains what they are. And it kind of ties into, we talked about in one of our last episodes about pollution fighting skincare.
Yes.
And so that's kind of why I was confused about pollution fighting skincare, because I feel like all the products, you know, the serums and things like that are supposed to help you with anti-aging, they have antioxidants.
Yes, for sure.
So I was kind of like, what is this big boom about pollution fighting skincare? Like, are they just shoving more antioxidants in? Because all that stuff already exists today in the products that we use. So the other thing is, you know, everyone's skin is different, right? So even though we're going to sit here and we're going to tell you like what products I use, what products you use, Allison, like everyone's skin is just different and everyone needs a different combination of things. I do think that there are kind of a set number of steps you should use. And I think there's like a basic routine and a more expanded routine, but the products that you use for your types of skin and the combination of those products, I think is different for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And
finding it can be a little frustrating.
Oh, it's so frustrating. And like, I know we all have that like one friend who is like perfect skin and they're like, I never wash my face.
Or they're like, I just use water.
Yeah. They're like, I don't take care of it at all. And so good for them.
I know. Great.
That's not me.
Although I have heard a lot of people say that have really acne prone skin that just using water and not really washing their face can help them get rid of acne. So if that's something you're dealing with, definitely look into potentially not washing your face and really limiting your products.
Yeah. But I say all that just to say like, you know, we'll go through these products, give something a try if it's of interest to you. But I would be super surprised if you took your complete combination of products or my complete combination of products and it was the perfect combination of products to someone that was listening.
Yeah, agree.
I mean, it's just the odds are slim.
Yes, but as we talk about individual products, if it's, you know, something we say about our skin resonates with you, definitely take a look at, yeah, at some of the stuff we're talking about.
And on that note, too, you know, before we like dive into what all the products are, you know, I think that we have so many and we try so many, too, because and you have to tell me what you think, because I do see like a lot of the same brand going on in your products. Mm-hmm. But I personally think that there's not like one product line out there that solves it all for you. Like I know that there's like Skin Systems and I think that's great as like a starting off point for somebody. I just, it's like the same thing of like your set of products probably won't work perfectly for me. I just highly doubt that anyone's line of products Agreed. Works perfectly for you and me.
The other thing I'd say is I think that what works for you now won't necessarily work for you 5 years down the road.
Yeah.
So some of these products I've been using since I started taking care of my skin. So washing my face as a teenager. Haven't reevaluated them. So, part of what I talked about in our New Year's resolution episode is reevaluating my skincare and makeup routine and making sure not only am I using products that I feel like are safe for my body, but are things that work better for me now. So just because I've always used it doesn't necessarily mean that it works particularly well.
Yeah. And that's another point where like we're alike in so many ways, but like this with this makeup versus skincare or like the fact that you are a brand like loyalist, like you find not even a brand loyalist, but like a product loyalist. You find something that works for you since high school and never veer off versus every time I end a product, I want to go try something new.
Aren't you worried that something's going to go wrong?
Stuff does go wrong.
That's the thing. I say that because my skin was probably more sensitive when I was a teenager. So I would have severe allergic reactions.
Same.
Similar to, like, we have a girlfriend who can't put anything new on her skin because her skin responds so poorly to products. And so that's how I used to be. So I found something that worked. I wasn't changing it. And I wouldn't even wash my face at other people's houses for fear of using their products.
So I have extremely sensitive skin. And I think I'm like the definition of combination skin because I have acne prone skin, but I also have very dry skin. And I've definitely had major allergic reactions to the point of like, it looks like I burned my face.
Yes.
But then I just keep trying more things. I don't know.
Will this burn my skin? I don't know.
Maybe I'm like a product junkie, but
I'm like that with makeup.
Like we have our thing. It just happens to be a different thing.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. It's, I don't know. Love trying new things. So I was mentioning kind of, I think it's a lifelong process. I think very similar to like an exercise habit or anything. I think you need to give your skin like a full 21 days of any one product to see if it works. And I really also highly recommend you kind of like try one thing at a time. Like I'm so guilty of this. I'll try like four new things at a time. And then like, say I like my skin. I have no idea what's doing that to my skin.
Yeah.
Or if, you know, something reacts poorly, I also don't know what thing's done that to my skin. So I highly recommend like giving something a shot for at least 21 days. And usually I know you don't return anything.
Nope.
But usually there's like a 30-day window on any one product, even if you've used it, to return it. And if you hate it,
like I'll never take advantage of that, like, but I like
unless
knowing.
Unless you've purchased it like in a grocery store, if you've bought it at like a beauty place or online somewhere, you can usually return it. So you give that 21-day shot. If it doesn't work for you, whether it makes your skin look bad or you don't think it makes a difference for you and it's an expensive product, get rid of it. Give it back. And so that 21 day, 30 day window gives you enough time to do that. I know you'll never do that.
No, I won't. But
never.
Maybe what I can do is pretend like I'm going to do that and then just give it to you and you can return it for me.
I could do that.
Okay. I like this.
I also like returning things.
So weird. I hate returning things.
I just don't like keeping something that doesn't work for me.
No, neither do I, but
yes, you do. You have a closet full of clothes with tags on it that was for you for that moment of time, but then never again.
I know, but then Goodwill gets the mother load of brand spanking new beautiful clothing donated.
Clearly you don't think it's beautiful. You won't wear it.
It just doesn't work for me.
All right, fine. So, and you know, kind of on the topic of makeup too, I think the last big point about making sure you take care of your skin is I think that your skincare totally supports your makeup routine, right?
Yes.
So like how much you have to cover up is based on what your skin looks like without any makeup on, what your skin's combination of, you know, how it feels and its texture and is it oily and is it dry and is it acne prone and whatever, or do you have fine lines and all that kind of stuff also is dependent then now on what products you or what products you will get for makeup. So you take really good care of your skin, you potentially need less makeup. I know you probably won't wear any less makeup.
No, because for me, makeup is not at all about covering up.
Okay.
Not at all. Makeup is fun. It's an enhancer. It is.
But you know, it is for covering up for some people who have skin issues.
I totally get that. But I also.
Oh, you're not one friend with the good skin, aren't you?
Oh, stop. No, I'm certainly not. No, we'll talk about this in the makeup episode. I think that what I constantly hear is people say, you know, you don't need to wear skin or makeup. You've got great skin. Or you'll hear things people say like, I'm not that into makeup. I don't feel the need to wear it. I don't feel the need to wear it. I can easily go out with a bare face. It's not a thing like that, but it's a pleasure and something I enjoy doing.
Okay.
It's just a little switch of opinion.
But you agree that like your skincare supports.
Oh, 100%.
Yes. What makeup you need.
Yes.
Do you think, here's just like a random question. Do you think you should spend more money on skincare than you should on makeup?
Oh, that's a tricky one. I think I do.
Okay.
Interestingly.
Okay.
But only because some of my products are just quite expensive products, especially as you get more into like the anti-aging.
Sure.
Space of skincare. I just feel like it gets a little bit more expensive. But I also like some of the more premium makeup lines. So I think I'm probably a little
even. It might be a little bit even.
Yeah.
And I think that what you'll find when you hear what we use is we've got stuff in a lot of different price points.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes there's something from a line that costs $70 that I have found just as good in another brand for $10.
Yes.
And that's kind of why I keep trying new things, because sometimes I just don't see a difference in the more expensive brand. Sometimes it's just a brand. But the one other thing I wanted to touch on before we dive into this mass amount of products sitting on this table is there are a lot of things out there and no doubt that they work. But I think it's just so important to make sure that you are veering more towards green beauty and cleaner products, because at the end of the day, and I feel like I've said this a million times on the show, is your skin is your body's largest organ and what you put in it matters. I think in the US especially, there's just literally thousands of ingredients that the FDA does allow in our products that the EU doesn't allow. Like I'm talking like the EU, I think, bans like 1,000 something ingredients that you can't use in cosmetics. And of that list, the US bans 10.
That's so crazy to think.
So, and some of it is just that regulation hasn't been looked at in like 20 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
And like, why hasn't it? And so it kind of makes you feel like you have to put it into your own hands. You have to know what you're putting on your skin. And it may make your skin look really, really great now, but like, what is it going to do to your skin later? And what is it going to do to your health? And I don't mean to be like dramatic about it, but you know, you have to know that if a product is truly going to work, it's going to seep into your skin. If it's going to seep into your skin, some of it's going to get into your bloodstream. And so I know that there's tons of, skincare lines out there, they'll say like it only penetrates this amount of surface or that amount of surface. I'm like, well, then your product probably doesn't work.
Yeah.
Or you're lying and it's going in my bloodstream. So, you know, everything from like fragrance, like that's like the one big thing that I know everybody's hearing everywhere. Like there can literally be 3,000 plus ingredients that make up fragrance.
Which is crazy.
And they don't have to tell you anything because it's considered to be trade secret.
So that's the thing. You could have absolutely no idea what's in that fragrance.
Nothing. Like, you'll never know. They don't have to tell you. You can reach out and they won't tell you. Hmm. It's a secret. You know, and like, have you heard the word phthalates?
I have. Yeah.
So that's essentially like, it's something that kind of makes like plastics more flexible. And 100% it's always in fragrance. And the reason it's in fragrance is to make that fragrance bond to your skin. Like, so if you just like think about some of those types of things, I know formaldehyde, for example, is now super, super limited in what you can use it, but it is not still completely banned. So there's just like so many things that are still allowed in our products, and the mainstream products, they have them.
And you can easily research those list of ingredients that are mm-hmm. banned. So if you want to take a look, I think you could probably just go to, what's the website that you use for?
Oh, there's a bunch of them. EWG has an mm-hmm. app that you can like scan a lot of products. Think Dirty is another app that you can use that will scan your products. I've actually found lately that Think Dirty has more of a database of scannable things. But the only thing, and I feel like I've said this before too, you have to, if you're really going to do this, I don't think you can rely on just like the number that pops up on mm-hmm. the product. You have to see, you have to look into the ingredients and understand why it's being rated what it is. For example, it might have a low rating because it is bad for the coral reef, right? Like, you know, like there's sunscreens yeah. now that like destroy the coral reef. Like, you probably don't care if, and I'm making things up, right? If your mascara has something in it that destroys the coral reef, because you're probably not going to go swim with your mascara on. Well, maybe you will, but
I'm not going to swim. I do not go swimming or to the beach with any makeup on. But
you
know
what I'm saying? Like, make sure that you understand why it's rated what it is and see if it matters to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's something might be rated because it's bad for the environment, which is very, very valid, but you might not be putting it in the environment that way. That was just like a very random example. Mm-hmm. But I think as much as you can slowly start to veer in that direction. Mm-hmm. And I know that's why you want to take a look across your products and try some new things. Technically, we haven't really like looked at your products to say it's good, it's bad. Like,
yeah. So that's a good caveat before we launch into our products, you know, especially with what I'm going to be sharing. I haven't looked into this from a green perspective. That's kind of my next step. And so likely what we'll do is a follow on from here.
Yep.
Specifically diving into what I use and seeing if there's swaps that I made. I'm not sure. It could be that I decide not to make swaps, but it's the sort of step after this one. But this is diving into our current routines.
Yeah. And I think you were a really good judge of this, because for me, and I'm not saying it's not important to you, but for me, health is above all. And so I don't want it to be this way, but I'll be like, okay, my skin looks like crap, but I'm not putting crap on my skin. Right. but you'll be like, I know there's some bad ingredients in this, but it makes me look radiant. And so I'm going to keep on using it. So I think you're going to be a really good judge for people of what you decide to swap out, or not even necessarily what you decide to swap out, but what you decide to start using, because I think it'll be like a guarantee that it works.
Yes, for sure. If I actually swap out one of these products that I've been using for 15 years.
This is a lot. I'm surprised it's not like discontinued at this point.
I think some of them have made small tweaks, or like the names changed over the years, but they've pretty much remained the same. So
yeah. All right. So should we officially launch into the products?
I think we should. I have to admit, I'm a little bit nervous to tackle this mountain. Let's do it.
It's a lot. And I think maybe as we walk through, we'll probably talk more about some products than others, or maybe certain steps in the skincare routine. We won't totally drain everything, but everything that, at least that's sitting on this table, we will link in the show notes for you. I'm thinking, you know, again, we haven't assessed your products, but the products that I can put my stamp on, maybe I'll put like a little check on them or something in the show notes. And just because it doesn't have one doesn't mean it's bad. It just means we haven't quite reviewed it yet.
Yeah.
What do you think? Okay. So show notes, crunchycocktailhour.com, if you guys want to see links to all the products. All right. So maybe let's do morning routine first. So
perfect.
face wash. What do you do first thing in the morning?
So I use the same face wash for everything, and it's actually a makeup remover and face wash. And it's, so you're going to hear this brand a lot from me, Neutrogena. I feel like every teenager that was around in the 90s used
those commercials.
Neutrogena.
Are very inviting.
They're very inviting. And if you remember Clueless, she was all about Neutrogena. So
that's
anyway,
true.
I use a Neutrogena Fresh Foaming Cleanser. So again, it's a makeup removal and cleanser in one, and I use it in morning and night.
Okay.
How about you?
And so my go-to cleanser is Dr. Bronner's Castile soap. So there's like a million different scents of Castile soap, but it's super gentle. Peppermint seems to work for me. I like that little kind of like little bit of a tingling feeling. I would also recommend, if you're someone who has acne prone skin, there's a tea tree version of it that's awesome, but it really gets my makeup off. My skin feels super, super clean. And so I'm a big fan of how gentle it is. And I want to give a plug to washing your face in the morning, because I feel like you think, well, I just did my whole nighttime routine. Do I have to wash my face in the morning? But you might have put things in your hair that's now all over your pillow, that's not all over now all over your skin. We shed skin at night. That sounds like gross, but
you probably don't wash your pillowcase every day.
Right. And so it's important to kind of have a clean slate in the morning and get any dirt off that's come onto your skin at night.
Totally agree.
So do you tone next?
I do. So I used to use just a basic toner, and this is one that I switched up last year. And actually I think I convinced you to switch it up as well.
Yes.
So I use, micellar water.
Yes.
Which I started using this just based off, I think there was a YouTuber. I watch a lot of makeup tutorial YouTubers, and they recommended this one. And I've just found that it helps remove makeup. My skin just feels clean and even. And it just, anything that was left over after washing it is gone. And I mentioned this earlier, but this is really good if you don't feel like washing your face and going through your whole routine, just use this to get rid of your makeup.
So I have it and I own it, and I did use it for some time. I did feel like it didn't totally take my makeup off. Maybe it's just the brand that I was using. And so I have it like to use in a pinch, like you said, but now for the most part, like when I can, I'm just going to wash my face. And then for my toner, like my favorite toner, and literally guys, this is like $6 is, you know, Witch Hazel, the brand.
Like
they
Witch
have
Hazel.
A rose toner. I know some people don't like.
Wait, Witch Hazel's a brand?
Yeah.
Look. Oh, wait, no, the brand is theirs.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I was like, Witch Hazel is definitely a product.
No, it's a product. Sorry. Rose toner. And I know some people don't like the smell of rose because they think it smells like old ladies. I've been told that. And at the same notion, I have Kopari brand spray coconut rose toner, which I will sometimes just carry in my purse. This sounds like kind of silly, but it's awesome for just like a quick refresh in the middle of the day. It's good for setting your makeup a little bit. But like if my skin's like feeling dry, like especially now in the winter, I'll just like spritz this on my face in the middle of the day.
So I can't say enough about flying with this.
Really?
So if you're flying, number one, don't wear makeup on an airplane ever. Don't ever wear makeup on an airplane because it just cakes into your skin. That
Ew.
Dehydrating, it just sort of like bakes in your skin. It's disgusting. Don't wear makeup on an airplane. But bring something like this, like a really rehydrating spray. There's one from, oh goodness, I think it's Rite Aid Beauty. It's just a refresher spray. It's kind of like a toner. In the middle of the flight, spray it over your skin a couple
of
times.
Did you say Rite Aid Beauty?
It's something called something like that. It's
First
like,
Aid?
Yes, First Aid Beauty.
I was like, I don't want Rite.
First Aid Beauty. Okay. But you can just spray it over your skin. It helps moisturize a little bit because it's just so dry.
It just feels like fresh.
Little plug for beauty on the go.
Beauty on the go. All right. And so this is usually the point in time where, like, if you were using like a pimple cream or anything after you tone, is like when you would put that on. Do you do that in the morning? I don't.
So I do, but I actually do it after moisturizer, which maybe is not the way to do it. I use, the same thing I've been using for 15 years.
Is it Neutrogena?
You wouldn't believe it, but it's Neutrogena. I use the on the spot acne treatment. I'm really prone to, blackheads on my nose. I don't know if other people have that issue.
But I may or may not be looking at the ingredients
of each thing that I say that I'm using.
I'm not going to tell her anything.
I'll do little spot treatments on my face and then I put it on my nose. But I do that after my moisturizer.
So I don't do that in the morning. I don't know why, but I feel like pimple treatments or something is like a nighttime thing, but maybe that's just a mental thing in my head.
These ones reduce redness.
Oh, okay.
So that's part probably... of it. It helps with swelling and redness.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we have the morning serums. All right. So what do you use in the morning?
So morning, I think we actually use the same thing.
We do.
I use the SkinCeuticals CE Ferulic Serum,
you're saying it right.
Which
you're saying
is right. Antioxidant.
Yeah, so it's vitamin C, mm-hmm. vitamin E, and ferulic acid, which is like a plant-based antioxidant. And we both use that. I really like it. I actually alternate between that one and the Drunk Elephant C Firma, which is also a vitamin C serum.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one as well because it's got like just some additional things. It's got like some marula oil and kind of like extra plant-based antioxidants. But again, I like to cycle things, but those two I definitely really recommend.
And you swear by marula oil.
I love marula
you've
oil.
You've recommended that to me a couple times and I haven't added it.
Yeah, you'll have to give it a shot. And I found a very cheap version that I keep buying that I love. So I'll tell you about that.
That's the one thing about the SkinCeuticals. I've loved these products. So I have like two brand names in my entire kit, but I will say this is definitely a premium product. And I think a Drunk Elephant is as well, but it's probably a slightly lower price point.
It's about half the price.
Okay.
Oh, it's about half. So
a little more than slightly.
Which for how expensive it is, it's still a very high price point.
Yeah, it is.
But I will say two things. One is it lasts. Like it's not, you're not buying it every 3 months or anything like that.
Unless you accidentally spill it.
Well, don't do that, Allison.
I'm notorious for spilling product.
Don't do that. It lasts and it works, right? Mm-hmm. So like if you didn't have that, how many other products would you be using, right? In order to kind of try to get the same effect. So it's one of those things like totally sticker shock, but it will last you quite a while. Mm-hmm. And if you think about it that way, one little tip I just want to give about serum is, and I'm curious to see how you put it on, like, is you're never supposed to wipe it like into your face, like rub it into your face. You're always supposed to like smash it into your face, like pat it in, because you want as much of the product to penetrate your skin as you can.
So the way that I've learned to do serums is upward motions.
Okay.
So anytime I do serums or lotions or like the night serum that we'll talk about in a little bit is put it on and then just do upward motion.
So totally. I've heard the upward motion thing too. And I do that with like moisturizers and things like that. I don't know if that's really a thing,
I don't
but
either.
You're like, you know, you don't want to like smash your face down in the wrong direction. You want it like against gravity, but with serums, I definitely don't do that with serums. I like put it on, I like drop it on in a couple places and then I like
smush,
pat it on and like just try to shove it into my skin.
It was like that jade roller we talked about in the health trends episode.
Yeah.
I get that would work, but I feel like it's how you put the product in on your skin is probably less important.
I mean, I disagree.
I'd agree to disagree on that one.
Because think about it. I feel like we talked about this too, is like you want as much of the product to get in your skin before it rubs off or evaporates into the air, like dries out. So that's why I say like just smush it in. Smush it all in.
All right. How about moisturizer?
Do you do eye stuff in the morning? I don't really. But
I completely forgot about that. I didn't even bring it down.
I think that would be my next step.
Yeah. So actually, no. For me, I would moisturizer would be my
backwards.
Next step. I know.
Okay.
So the thing is I use two moisturizers.
Of course you do.
Because I'm ridiculous. So I put on my oil-free sensitive skin Neutrogena moisturizer before I do pimple cream and before I do my eye roller. So my eye roller, I use a caffeinated metal roller underneath my eyes just to help with brightening, help with reducing swelling, any so that I just woke up look.
Yeah.
Helps get rid of that. It's just incredibly cooling and just really helps. I use the Garnier Skin Active Clearly Brighter, I think okay. it's called.
That's the one that has like the little ball on it, right?
Mm-hmm. A little metal roller ball.
I don't use anything like this in the morning right now, but I want to. There's a couple of companies that have now come out with like a caffeine. It almost looks like a mm-hmm. chapstick.
Yep.
And I want to give that a try, but I haven't yet. But maybe by the time we record kind of like where we are now with the skincare routine, I will have given it a try and can tell you what I think. All right. So then we were moving to moisturizer. So tell me these 14 moisturizers you use.
So I use, like I just said, the oil-free moisture, the Sensitive Skin from Neutrogena. And this is probably the product I've been using the longest because this was the one, anytime I switched up my moisturizer is when I would have an allergic reaction. Since then, of course, I've added different things. I think my skin has probably calmed down a little bit, so I can probably figure out if that's definitely the right moisturizer for me moving forward. But then after that, I've let that really dry and absorb into my skin, and I've done the other two products I mentioned, I use the SkinCeuticals Age Interrupter.
Okay.
Which I actually got in a bundle with my serums. And so okay. I wasn't even trying to find a different moisturizer, but this is one that's supposed to be corrective. I wouldn't say that it works because I tried it at the same time as the serum. So I don't really know exactly what it's doing.
But I will say, like, it's good to point out that the serum that we're using in the morning, that vitamin C serum, it's protecting your skin for that day.
Yes.
Right. Versus this is trying to reverse something.
Exactly.
So I guess if you are seeing anything going backwards, if you're seeing lines yeah. disappear or anything like that, it in theory would be from that.
What I do like about this is it gives me a really nice palette for makeup. I find it to be really smoothing. And okay. so, smoothing out fine lines, pores. It just gives me this really nice blank slate.
Okay.
And I really like the feel of it on my skin. I think somebody with an oily skin might find it a little bit too moisturizing, but okay. I really like the feel of it okay. on my skin.
Okay. And the first moisturizer that you're using does or does not have SPF in it?
I use an SPF one in the summer, and I don't in the winter. I know,
Listen.
I know, I know. But I usually am pretty good about SPF, but I do not wear it every day.
Okay. I'm just going to say this because maybe you'll think about incorporating this as you're looking through everything. Like even 10 minutes of exposure in the sun.
I usually don't get that.
You probably do driving if you're going somewhere. I totally agree. Like if I'm working from home and I'm not going anywhere, I'm not doing that in my routine. I'm not putting it in, but just it's a good, good habit.
I used to use a moisturizer full time that had SPF in it, but I have never found an SPF moisturizer that I like. Maybe that's the next step, but I just need like a daily
one. It's hard to find. Like it truly is hard to find because most of them do have, like, especially if you're going to use a good for you kind, right? It'll be a physical sunscreen versus a chemical sunscreen. And so those tend to be a little bit more whiter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's difficult. So I give you that.
I would say that I used to also use a powder that has SPF in it.
Okay.
I actually don't know if my current powder has SPF. I don't think it does.
I'll take a look when we do the makeup episode. So for me, I'm kind of like in between products. I kind of struggle with what you were just mentioning about finding a cream that is moisturizing enough, but also kind of flat enough, like leaves your skin flat enough, like ready for makeup. So right now what I'm doing, and I don't think that this is the perfect plan for me, so I'm on the hunt for a moisturizer for the morning, is I'll do, if I'm not putting on makeup, I'll literally just use this tiny little beauty counter, what looks like a baby deodorant stick. I'll just put that on my face as SPF. And that's it. And if I am going to put makeup on, I usually do like a touch of marula oil, and then I'll use like a you know, like a liquid foundation or whatever that has an SPF in it. I actually always, like, I don't use oils with my sunscreen by itself because I think it breaks down the sunscreen.
Okay.
But I love just like a tiny bit of oil with makeup because I think it like makes it go on really smooth. And I, unlike you, we'll talk about this, love like a dewy look versus a matte look.
I like matte.
So we'll talk about that. So I'm on the hunt, and hopefully by the time that we record next about skincare, I'll have at least something that I'm using for that moment. You know, it won't stick because I'll want to try something new.
And you know, I'll use whatever I find for the next 25 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Perfect. So that's kind of the morning routine. Mm-hmm. That sounds like a lot of things, but I will say, like, you have to tell me how long it takes you to run through this, because I feel like the skincare portion of my morning is literally no more than 10 minutes.
Oh no, it takes no time at all. So, if I'm not putting makeup on that day, I can do this routine in like 5 minutes, maybe less.
So I know that kind of like sounds overwhelming. And if you're somebody that's like looking to get like a set morning routine, don't let the number of products overwhelm you. And you don't necessarily need to do like all the things. You can start out with just like a couple of the steps and then see what you want to incorporate, like see what your skin is looking for. If it's dry or if it's too oily or whatever, you can incorporate some of the other steps. So, so we'll detail out this whole routine in our show notes. But let's talk about nighttime.
Yeah.
So again, it kind of starts with the face wash, but presumably we're wearing makeup too. So there's kind of a makeup remover thrown in there. So how do you get your face clean, assuming you've got makeup on, or even if you haven't worn makeup that day?
So I just use my face wash usually because I do not wear waterproof mascara.
Okay.
Every day. Like, I do not wear that. Every day I use just like a basic mascara. So I actually just use my face wash every day to get rid of my makeup. It's both a face wash and a makeup remover.
Okay.
If I am wearing waterproof mascara, which is rare, I just use Neutrogena oil-free makeup remover.
It's almost embarrassing now.
I use Neutrogena. And I just use that to get rid of...
That marketing really worked on you.
It did. It's so effective. Well, no, and now it's just so ingrained in me. I can't buy anything else. So I just use that to get rid of my mascara. And then if I need to just take off my mascara or my makeup during the at night and I don't feel like using washing my face because I'm being lazy, again, micellar water.
Okay.
All I use.
So... I kind of use a combo of things. So I will tell you, if you use a greener mascara, it's harder to get off.
Oh, interesting.
It just doesn't have whatever it is that's in like mainstream mascara that makes it like wipe off really quick. It kind of, it almost cakes a little bit like when you try to take it off, or like it comes off, but then like smears under your eye type of thing. So the best thing that I have found to take off my eye makeup is coconut oil. It just, coconut oil in general, and I know some people oil cleanse, and I want to talk about that for a minute, but it literally just melts your makeup off. I happen to always have on hand like a coconut oil lotion that I make myself. So I can link to the recipe, but it's essentially coconut oil, like a oil base, like a almond oil or avocado oil or olive oil, whatever you want to use, and rosehip seed oil. Vitamin E oil. You're laughing at me.
No, I'm just remembering what I said when we first laid out our products. I said mine looks like a pharmaceutical company, and hers looks like it was made in somebody's basement.
It wasn't made in my basement, but it was made in my kitchen.
same.
So I usually, like, if I'm wearing mascara, I'll put that on my eyes, and it just like literally the mascara melts right off. And then I'll use like my normal like Dr. Bronner's to wash the rest of my face, including getting the oil off of my skin from the removing my makeup. I do want to talk about like oil cleansing just for one second. I know that's gotten really big lately about just washing your face with oil. I think it's great, to be honest with you, because it does take all the stuff off your skin, and I think your brain is trained to think it's going to like make you break out or anything like that. It won't. But there is different, like just like any product, there is different oils that are better for people's skin. Mm-hmm. What I would say is, if you're someone kind of new to oil cleansing, buy an oil cleanser and don't like concoct it at home. Because there are so many different recipes and you're going to be trying out different combinations and different amounts in order to find the thing that works for your skin. And it's a little bit of a science experiment. If you want to do that, you can Google a million recipes, but I would just say start with like start basic with an actual oil cleanser that someone formulates.
Makes sense.
With good ingredients. So going to toner, which again we do as part of the nighttime routine. I'm using my same witch hazel rose toner.
Still my cellar water.
Okay. So no new products there, which is awesome. And then here is where, like, if I've got blemishes, I'll put stuff on there.
Okay.
I really love this little roller stick. I'm going to show it to you. This little roller stick from ELF Cosmetics. And you just kind of like roll it onto your pimple. It's got salicylic acid in it, which unclogs pores. All the stuff's probably like rubbed off of it, so you can't read it.
No, I can actually.
But it's got like tea tree oil. Like, it's pretty natural, and it just, and tea tree oil is great for helping to shrink pimples. Caveat: do not put straight tea tree oil on your skin. Yes, it will literally burn your skin. Jeez. But you can use tea tree oil, like in a carrier oil, and put that on your pimples. It's fantastic. But this just kind of contains a couple of natural things and the salicylic acid, which is great.
Which I think is the main product in my...
Nope, it's benzoyl peroxide.
Oh, okay. she already read my ingredients.
So, and literally this is like $1.99 from the grocery store. So I'm a big, big fan. So I'll put that on next. So the next couple of things I want to talk about is things that I don't do on the daily, but I do at some consistency. So I'm curious to hear like what you do as part of your routine. And I feel like maybe I will make like a little calendar or something of like what steps you should do every day and like how often you should do these other couple of steps, exfoliating, steaming, masks, things like that.
Well, I'm pretty simple there. So
okay.
Exfoliating and masks, I do once a week.
Okay. Like, and you bundle them together. When you exfoliate, you do a mask. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, I do just sort of a expanded routine once a week.
Okay. And what do you use to exfoliate?
I use I don't want to call it a scouring pad, but a little exfoliating pad. Okay. You can just get them at the pharmacy.
Okay.
It's like a small round pad that has a little bit of roughness on one side, not even like a ton of roughness.
Okay, that's not bad at all. Mm-hmm. How often do you, like, how do you clean this or how often do you toss these?
You can just either in the washing machine or you can probably do the dishwasher.
It doesn't hang onto your clothes or anything?
No, I haven't found it. Okay. No, I'll throw it in with towels.
Okay.
So I also have, they're called those makeup eraser fiber cloths.
Yep.
And I wash those of the same consistency as this.
Perfect.
And they just go in there.
Okay.
No problem.
And so do you basically always do that pad?
Yeah. That's so how you exfoliate. I do not like any kind of, chemical exfoliators. I've tried the ones with like the beads, which are horrible for the environment.
Yep.
I've tried those ones and I've just never liked the feeling of them.
Okay.
But I love the feeling. I always leave the shower just feeling like my skin is fresh and
it's
new.
Super green too. The fact that like you're using that and then reuse, how long does that last you? Like
I think washes and stuff? Probably replace this every 4 months.
Oh, that's not
bad.
Maybe
even longer.
And that costs you what?
Like a dollar.
Oh. That's really good.
I really like these things. I've tried, like I said, a ton of other things, and I've always come back to an actual fabric exfoliator.
Okay. I don't think I've ever done a fabric exfoliator, so that would be interesting to try. I switch back and forth between chemical and physical exfoliants. So chemical being like the product you put on your face that kind of chips away at the top layer of your skin at night while you're sleeping. And kind like one that's grainy. So the one that I'm using now is the Face Naturals Acai Berry Antioxidant Facial Scrub. You have to smell this. It smells so good.
The most bougie sounding name I've ever heard in my life.
Everything I have, she calls bougie. Because
it does smell delicious.
It smells really good. I find in the winter I need something coarser.
Okay.
And I need like something that I can actually scrub into my face.
So you will probably like this because it's really dependent on how much you want to exfoliate. The other thing that I've tried before is the derma brushes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I have the Clarisonic, and I like that one. I my issue with it is the frequency of wanting to change the brushes. I just don't like, if you have hard water, I just feel like they get that pink.
I had one residue. And quite honestly, I got rid of it just because I just felt like I can do the same job with
this,
my fingertips or like that brush you got. I will totally try that. I'm into that.
Yeah. Just CVS. Seriously.
Okay.
They're in the makeup section.
I'm into that. So you said you exfoliate once a week. Mm-hmm. I usually like try to exfoliate a couple times a week, but usually it ends up as like a once a week thing.
Okay.
So same. The other thing that I do is that I try to do about every 2 weeks in combination with exfoliating after I exfoliate is steaming my face. So I have like a facial steamer I got off Amazon, stick some filtered water in it, and it like blows like more than warm steam onto my face to kind of like open up my pores. Mm-hmm. And that's what I do in combination with masks.
Okay.
Because like once my pores are open, I put the mask on so the mask can like vacuum out my skin.
Yeah. Whereas I typically do masks when I take a tub, like a bath.
Okay. So that's kind of similar. Thing. So you don't do any kind of like formal steam process.
No, I do not.
Okay. All right. So I can link to the one I have. I think the steamer I have is maybe like $20 or $30 off Amazon. It's nothing fancy. And then I will do that, like I was saying, in combination with a mask. So I try to do exfoliating once a week at least. Mm-hmm. And it kind of depends on your skin. Some people exfoliate every other day. Or if you're using the chemical exfoliant, I tend to have more sensitive skin. Some people do that chemical exfoliant every day as part of their routine. I tend to do every other day.
Okay.
And so again, the physical exfoliant about once a week, but some people do two or three really. Then I steam my face to open up my pores and then I do a mask and I switch between different masks. I'm a big fan of the Indian Healing Clay mask, which I do like a mix with water or apple cider vinegar. And Allison opened it earlier and just spilled it all over herself.
I was opening all of her products and most of them are creams. And so I opened this one and expecting it to be cream.
She opened it so aggressively.
I jumped ancient healing power all
They'll
over my legs.
Have to post
legs.
A picture of that on Instagram.
Whoopsies.
So I do the Indian healing mask or I do like a charcoal mask. I love, I don't have it right now, but the Tata Harper resurfacing mask, my skin feels like, I don't know how it's like a baby's butt when like it smells amazing. And it's like, it's almost like a jelly kind of mask where like these other ones like harden on your skin and you wipe them off. This just kind of feels like it's just so soothing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big fan of that mask as well. I just happen to. Actually just tossed some because it was way past its expiration. We should talk about that too, about throwing out things.
What we can do is link. You did an entire post on it.
I did.
We'll link to it.
It's important.
It's good stuff.
It's important. So tell me about your masks.
So I'm a big fan of the Glam Glow masks.
Okay. Let me see these things.
So I have three different ones here. So I use the Youth Mud, the Thirsty Mud, the Youth Mud, and the Super Mud, and they all kind of do different things. I will sometimes use them on different parts of my face, depending on what I need for each. It's like each different part of my face. Or sometimes I'll do a full mask, wash it off, a full mask.
You'll do two masks one after another?
Yep.
Interesting.
And I always end with the Thirsty Mud because it just leaves my skin so intensely moisturized. I will say the one that I'm almost out of and I need more of is the Youth Mud. If you... you know how just your skin is feeling a little bit looser as you get older
sure.
and you're just losing that little bit of collagen. After a Youth Mud mask, I feel like I had a facelift. My entire face just feels pulled together and strong and amazing. So I highly recommend these ones. I don't know about the ingredients. Larissa will take a look for me.
But the packaging is super cute.
It's really
the little,
cute.
And little
I would say these are slightly
them, jars.
Little jars. I would say that this is a bit of a premium product as well. So you're definitely going to be spending a pretty penny on them. So make sure if you're getting one, you get the one that seems the most interesting for you. The Super Mud, that's the only one I didn't mention, is more of a clearing. So if you have any kind of pimples, it's a good one. If you're prone to blackheads or even just a pore minimizer, it's really good with that.
Nice.
I love my glam.
But the good part is, like, again, it's similar to like a serum. It will last you quite a while. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, you have to look at after you open it how long you should technically be using it for. But I think the one jar I picked up is 9 months, after you open it. But like a little goes a long way. And yes. So even though you're paying a lot for it, it'll last you quite a while.
One other thing I'd say with masks, I know we talked a little bit about application for different products.
Yeah.
I apply masks with a makeup brush. So okay. I have a specific brush that I just keep near my masks that
is
I
it
use
with
to put
bristles?
It on. It's a bristle brush, but it's flat. I don't know what the actual name of it is. If I can find it, I'll post it. But I will just dip the brush into the container and put it on my because I use so many masks on specific spots. I have to be kind of precise with it.
Interesting.
So I highly recommend
it. I actually have a mask brush as well.
Ooh, okay. I'm less
but it's
weird.
It's not a brush. It's made by ELF, so probably costs me like just a couple dollars, but it's like a bendable silicone tip.
Okay.
And so it actually feels really good putting it on. Like it's
just
very nice and smooth. I'll have to show you what that looks like. I didn't bring it with me today. All right. So I would say like the exfoliating, the steaming, the mask is just kind of a not an everyday thing. And you know, you figure out kind of how often you want to do it. And the one other thing that I have recently incorporated, which freaks Allison out, is derma rolling.
I know it's just because it's needles.
It's needles. So let me kind of tell you my first couple of weeks of using it. I'm kind of obsessed with it.
Which I feel like if you like it that much, I have to give it a go.
So here's the thing. Here's the thing that I've learned. I got like, there is a kind of a range of needle sizes, right? So I got like the baby needles, right? Which are like, I think like 0.2 millimeters. They're barely anything. And that's the kind you can use like every couple of days. And that's what I've been doing. And so I've actually been exfoliating less since I've been doing that because it essentially does exfoliate your skin. But the needle ranges go all the way up to like 2.5, which like, you're gonna bleed if you do that. And some people do. Some people are like into that whole thing, or some people go get microneedling done like in a, you know, by their esthetician and that type of thing. I could see myself going up a little bit, but not much. Like I don't want to like do that thing where my skin has to like heal, like truly visibly heal. Mm-hmm. And the reason that there's a bunch of different sizes is like how much you want to penetrate your skin based on your skin concerns. So I think if you have like scarring or like really deep acne, things like that, like you are kind of more in the middle in terms of needle sizes. Mm-hmm. But if you're trying to work through what I'm trying to work through, which is like producing collagen, getting rid of some fine lines, things like that, like the 0.2 or something slightly above is perfect. You roll this over your skin, you do up and down. On your face, you do up and down, you do diagonal. And I kind of like the way it feels. It doesn't feel like soothing, but it just kind of feels like a little bit of a massage. I also do it on my neck and I also do it on my hands. And we didn't talk about this, but like, I'm always a big fan of like, after you've used your serum to rub
it
on
your
hands.
I feel
like everybody can see your, like your true age is on your hands
and your neck and your décolletage.
So I just really like this. And so, you know, again, you are making really, really tiny punctures in your skin, which tells your skin you need to produce more collagen. And so it does. I use it in combination with a serum. So I use wherever it is, a hyaluronic acid, like just a plain old hyaluronic acid that kind of like moisturizes, it improves the texture of your skin. And what it's doing is just like shoving that serum into my skin, into those like tiny little, every time I say tiny little holes, you're like, ugh.
I know.
But like nobody can see that you've done it with a needle that size. And it's super easy to clean. I either spray it with just like alcohol, or I just dunk the whole thing in alcohol just for a little bit. And then I let it dry. So it's not like something crazy to care for.
No.
I will also say, I did some research before I bought one. You can literally buy them for like a couple bucks on Amazon. I advise against it because I think one of the most important things you can do is make sure it's like a good stainless steel needle and that they're straight.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And I think once you go like too low of a price point, you just don't know what the quality is. But there's ones that go up to like $300. And I don't think that's necessary. Mine is $30 and it's awesome. And it's by Stacked Skincare. And I can link to that. And they have body ones that you can get. I don't know that Stack does, but like you can derma roll your body.
It would take a while.
I don't know how big those derma rollers are. It'd be interesting, but I'm in for this and okay. I kind of want to see what it does to my skin. Maybe if I tell you it's like really doing something right now, I think it's in my head. Yeah, I think it's in my head. I like it part of my process. It is forcing me to do like an extra step with an extra serum, which I like.
Okay.
So I'm like enjoying the routine. So we'll see if it does something.
We'll check back in and then maybe I'll give it a go.
Yeah. So with the exfoliating, the steaming, the mask, again, part of the time you're doing that, the derma rolling you're doing some of the days. Mm-hmm. Then let's get back to kind of the daily stuff. So serums.
Yep. I use a serum every night. It's a different one than my morning one. It's, the SkinCeuticals Resveratrol BE. And this is actually one again that you recommended to me and I've really enjoyed, and I got this in a bundle. So if you are interested, in taking a look at the SkinCeutical, products, they do offer some bundles that I've really enjoyed.
Yeah. And that's the same one I'm using. I will switch it up because I always switch it up. On the days that I derma roll, I actually put more hyaluronic acid on top, just because I feel like the SkinCeuticals Resveratrol is like a heavier duty product. Mm-hmm, and is. I don't want to put something super heavy duty when I've just kind of essentially wounded my skin a little bit. So I put the hyaluronic acid on there just because it's really smoothing. It kind of feels like a gel.
It does. And I have to say, this is one product that when used consistently, I've noticed the most difference.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I really wake up feeling like my skin is more, is smoother, more even in terms of skin tone. This is one that I will continue for sure.
Awesome. So, and then kind of similar steps again to the morning routine. Are you using something on your eyes at this point?
I am. So I use... You're never going to guess.
Is it Neutrogena?
Rapid Wrinkle Repair Eye Cream. So this is also retinol SA. So I don't know if this is necessarily doing anything too different than my serum. So I think this is probably one that I'm going to take a look at as we move forward. But I just put this one. I pat this from an application perspective. Okay. I pat this around my eye area and I've really enjoyed it. You can see that this tube's almost gone. This is one that I do like.
I am on the hunt for an eye cream. So okay. I have this belief that if my lotion that I'm using, like my moisturizer, is anti-aging and antioxidant and all that kind of stuff, that I can just put that right under my eyes. Like I haven't found a solo eye cream that seems to do more for me than my moisturizer.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of continue to be on the hunt and I continue to try new products, but I haven't quite found a thing that I've said like, this is worth it for me to use an additional product in lieu of just using my moisturizer.
Or
a little bit like not the serum truly, but just like, I don't know. And I don't think there's anything that exists that like gets rid of the bags under your eyes.
There's no like magic wand.
No,
there's
sure.
just not. But the one thing that I really want to add into my routine is a lip conditioner. So I will, I'll use my exfoliator on my lips. I'll use a toothbrush. And then I just use chapstick. But I really want a great nighttime conditioner. Something okay. that just like seeps into your lips and just makes them nice and smooth. There's a couple that I have my eyes on. So we'll see if I go that route.
Yeah, I kind of do the same thing when I exfoliate, like I'll do with my toothbrush.
Will you derma roll your lips?
I derma roll my lips when I do it. I quite honestly use this facial scrub on them. But again, like those things are not every night. And then I'm like a crazy chapstick fan. Mm-hmm. But I actually use what I use as a moisturizer right now on my lips, which is like if we go into the moisturizer portion of our evening is Egyptian Magic, which I am obsessed with. So literally it's like olive oil, beeswax, bee pollen. It's the crunchiest thing you're going to find. But right now, when everything is so dry and my skin is so dry, like I just slather myself in this and I put it right on my lips too. And then usually I also throw in like a couple of drops of marula oil, which we talked about, and also rosehip seed oil sometimes. And when I'm not using something heavy like Egyptian magic in the wintertime, I'll still use marula oil and rosehip seed oil like mixed into my moisturizer.
Okay.
What are you using right now?
I use the same thing to moisturize at night as I do during the day.
Which is which one?
I use both.
There's a lot of products on this table.
I know. So I use the oil-free moisturizer sensitive skin from Neutrogena and the SkinCeuticals
Agent Director. So you use the SkinCeuticals every morning and night?
Morning and night. Okay. So that's another thing I want to take a look at. Is that, you know, necessarily the right thing to do? Should I do something a bit more deep conditioning at night?
Sure.
So that's probably one that I'm going to take a look at.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, I think that that's the morning and night routines. And again,
it sounds like so much.
It does sound like so much. I mean, the night routine is a little bit more involved, but I feel like all the steps that we went through are not daily steps. Some of them are once in a while. And I don't know, it kind of all lends itself to this whole concept of self-care. When your skin feels good, you feel good. Like when you've taken that time to, I don't know, like I enjoy the ritual of it, don't you?
Yeah, but you also only have one skin. Like this is it. This is all you're getting.
This is it.
So might as well take care of it and take the time to do it. And I agree. I feel so much better when I'm doing consistent skincare routine. I just feel better about myself.
Yeah. And it's interesting. Like I will, like we've talked about it, like I'll get busy and I will not do all these things, right? And I'll skip a face wash and that type of thing. And like, I notice what's happening to my skin. And so it's kind of a good indicator too of like, my stuff is working.
Yes. Yeah, I totally agree.
So we will link everything for you in the show notes to let you know what we use. I'm going to caveat and say I haven't put my stamp on all of Allison's products yet. That's not to say that they're not good. That's just to say we haven't like done a deep dive. No.
That's step two.
I will, of course, I think by the time we talk again, be using a whole new round of products.
And I might, because we're going to be taking a look at it.
You might.
Which, you know, getting rid of 15 years of habit is hard.
Yeah. So we'll see. You might. But we'll link everything for you. Let us know what you're using. Yeah, Let us know what you've tried, because I might want to try it.
Did you find that magic one that gets rid of the bags under my eyes? Tell me. Please, I want to hear about it.
You know what? Have you ever tried the like Preparation H home method?
I've heard about it.
I've never done it.
I feel like it would have the same effect as the caffeine that I use.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know,
that makes sense. I definitely want to find something for under my eyes. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's the one tell where you're like, oh, she's tired.
Oh, yeah. Or like the day you come in without makeup and people are like, are you okay? And you're like, I'm just not wearing makeup.
So show notes, crunchycocktailhour.com. The drink recipe, of course, will be on silverlinedandwine.com. Definitely subscribe if you like what you hear and leave us a review. We would so appreciate it. And we'll be back with you next Friday. We're going to be talking all about makeup. Yes. Allison's going to be really long and mine's going to be really short.
I'm sure she's
going to teach me a lot of things, because I want to be better at makeup, but I'm not. I don't know how you have time to watch these YouTube videos. And
I have to admit, it's definitely, I used to watch them while pumping.
Okay.
So I have not watched as many
recently. Can you teach me how to contour?
I can teach you how to contour. I'll bring down my contour kit.
Okay.
It'll be fun.
Makeover. Happy Friday, guys.
Happy Friday, everyone. Bye.